Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
This man not only is the chairman and the president and the CEO of Southern Company, he also took home a major award last night, and he got to sit next to Chris Domino, and you can put no price tag on that. He is Tom Fanning from Southern Company, joining us for the Business of Sports moment. Tom, always a pleasure to speak with you. How you doing?
Fabulous. Great to be with you guys again.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with the Tour Championship. I know how heavily involved the Southern Company is, and we know it's exciting golf, but I think the one thing that we cannot mention enough is what the Tour Championship has done to raise money for local nonprofits.
Well, it's been enormous, and you know, I always like to go back to the guy that really started this thing, and that's Tom Cousins. He's taken that property, which was in a pretty tough area, and turned it into one of the gems of Atlanta, if you will, and the high school right there that has been funded privately has really added, I think, to the communities that we're so proud to serve. And that's really what we try to do. It's one of the things sports can do is uplift a whole community and make us all better for it. Look, the Tour Championship is all on track September 2 to 5th. And, you know, we'll have the FedEx champion crowned again among the top 30 players. I think we're looking for a pretty full gallery, and, you know, we're always proud of our association with that and with the Payne Stewart Award that's awarded out there.
Yeah, Tom, the other part is because it's the biggest small town in America, in Atlanta, yeah. The fact that the Bobby Jones Award last night, the Peach of an Athlete ceremony, Grady Jarrett won an award, you won the Bobby Jones Award, and it really is interesting how the Bobby Jones tie-in, you were able to talk about that with the Boy Scouts being there. It was a Boy Scouts of America Award. But Bobby Jones and his tie to Eastlake itself, and then what you guys have done, and Bobby Jones' actual tie to the Southern Company on top of that, it really makes a full circle, does it not?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty amazing story. You know, the land that became Eastlake was originally granted by one of our past presidents at Georgia Power, a guy named Atkinson. And that was where Bobby Jones learned how to play golf. But if you go beyond that, Bobby Jones grew to help design Augusta. We had a major role in that. Bobby Jones joined our board of directors. So I'm chairman of the board. He was on the board from 1948 to 1971 until he died. In fact, he tried to resign at one point when he fell in ill health and the company rejected his resignation. We have this long-standing relationship, therefore, with Bobby Jones. So it was particularly an honor to get an award in his name last night.
And obviously the Southern Company sponsoring, as Tom Fanning said, the Payne Stewart Award given to the golfer who personifies character, charity, and sportsmanship. The recipient will be announced later on this summer. You can get some tickets for the Tour Championship at PGATour.com. Tom, we're looking forward to the party coming back this year.
Hey, man, me too. You know, last year we did kind of a studio award. But in years past, we have essentially a giant cocktail party is what you should imagine. And on the Golf Channel, the half-hour pregame show to the award ceremony is just a lot of fun. So there's this big cocktail party going on in the background, everybody clinking glasses and laughing and having fun, and then you bring people on to talk about the award. But the award itself, I think, is becoming growing in stature, for heaven's sakes. And I think it's so great, as with the award last night. It is something I think we need in America these days, with so much divisiveness and so much, you know, angst going on in the country, to be able to celebrate the good things that sports can represent and really uplift society is just something we ought to take advantage of and celebrate.
Tom, what I really liked about last night is there were amateurs, high school students, there were college students. Grady Jarrett, who I know you walked away really impressed with. Grady Jarrett's got one of those personalities that's as big as the room that he's in.
Yeah,
and I think
sure
that came
does.
Through last night.
Oh, he was fabulous. You know, and isn't that such a great thing? You know, kids need things to look up to. And Chris and his lovely wife, Carrie, were there. And I had one of my kids and his best friend, they're baseball players, and they look up to Grady Jarrett, got their picture taken with him, and he just gave of himself and his time, and he's got his own foundation that extends that. So look, you know, we can talk about sports all day long, and I love that. I was an old has-been that never was myself. But the things that it represents, in fact, the things you guys do that we just invest in over our lives, represent so many good things about America and our society. And it's something to celebrate. It's good stuff.
Well, Tom, kudos on the award last night. Kudos on what you're doing with the Payne Stewart Award, and hopefully we can get you in studio in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to get the Braves healthy, and we need to figure out how Trey Young can beat the Sixers.
All of these problems we need to solve. Tom Fanning.
You're a powerful man. I know that. Please, if anybody can push this through, sir, I think it could be
Tom
you.
Tom Fanning, Chairman, President, and CEO of Southern Company.
That was this week's Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.